Attention listeners, the opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and do not represent Spirit Live or TMU. Thank you for listening and enjoy the episode.
Attention sports fans, you're tuned in to Over the PA, where we'll bring the heat on the latest sports drama, controversies, and jaw-dropping moments of the week.
All shots taken and no topics off limits. This is your weekly dose of hot takes and sports debates.
So buckle up, it's game time with Prima
and Alex,
your favorite dynamic duo breaking it all down.
Attention listeners, the following program contains bold opinions, heated debates, and unfiltered sports drama. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, yeah, ooh, whoa, 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 ooh, whoa, 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 yeah.
Okay, hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Over the PA. Today we have, honestly, some very random topics.
Very random.
Because the world of sports is kind of giving us nothing these days, and it's kind of boring. But I feel like we've cooked up some really cutie fun topics.
Yeah, like definitely, like our whole goal is to bridge like drama and sports and like hot goss.
Yeah, I think today does it.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay, I'm like way too excited to introduce this topic.
I know. Just okay, do it.
So Prima and I both are very big fans of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Correct.
And this most recent season, The Bachelor, Grant, I actually don't know his last name.
Ellis.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Grant Ellis. Oh, yeah. They always say Mrs. Ellis. Okay. Anyways. Grant Ellis, The Bachelor. And I know you're thinking to yourself, what does this have to do with sports? Let me freaking tell you what this has to do with sports, okay? Grant is a former pro basketball player.
Yes.
And you're thinking, wow, that's really impressive. Well, I looked it up. It was only in the Dominican Republic. So that means that we can now talk about The Bachelor because he played basketball.
Absolutely. That's our in.
And every other part of this discussion about The Bachelor will have nothing to do with sports. So I want you to think to yourself.
In the last episode, he did play golf.
Did he? Well, they also had like a date where they played basketball too.
Oh, I hated that date.
Yeah, that was the one where that stole him away every 3 seconds.
Exactly. Oh my God, I don't even want to talk about it. They literally were going to do the dunk contest.
And she goes,
and then she goes, I'm going to steal you. And the kids were so excited about the dunk contest. Like, I know. Time and place, girl. Time and place.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
So anyways, most of what we're going to say is not really going to relate to sports at all. So I want you to just remember in your head that Grant the Bachelor was a basketball player.
Exactly.
And that is why we're talking about this.
Yes. He also has a Ferrari.
He does?
Yeah. Showed it in, like, the first episode.
Where does he get money from?
I don't know. Maybe he made a lot of money.
Honestly, I have heard that pro basketball in, like, other countries pays you a lot of money.
Yeah, I think so.
But I thought it was only Europe. I didn't know the DR was, like, paying up like that.
Who knows?
This season, I'm not going to lie, has been kind of boring to me.
Extremely.
And Grant is dumb.
Yes, I agree.
And tells the girls the same thing every conversation they have.
Yeah, he's literally just a pretty face. No offense to Grant. And
no,
he seems
honestly,
like a nice
offense.
Person. He seems like a nice person. It's just like he's like it's the same thing, the same stories. The girls, he just wants an emotional connection, and all the girls have to do is put on a show. I dealt with depression.
It's like
for
okay.
2 years during COVID. Didn't it's we like, all?
Yeah, literally everybody did.
Like,
you're not
girl,
special.
You're not special.
No, like come on.
And he's just buying it.
Oh, he eats
That's
it up.
That's the thing. He eats it up. So he's kind of dumb. Like, pick one that you really resonate with.
Yeah.
And this past episode, there was definitely one that he resonated with.
Yeah. Well, Prima and I do know the winner of the show.
Yeah, we do. Spoiler alert!
It's way too easy to get spoilers these days, though.
Yeah, we're not going to spoil it for you guys, so don't worry.
No, however, watch the most recent episode, and if you know, you know.
His whole thing was, you know, his dad was an addict, and you know that
Don't even listen to him enough to, like, understand the story right now.
That's so funny.
Every time he talks, I just can't, like...
And...
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. So, yeah, just, like, his dad was an addict and all that, and it's how it's, like, impacted his life.
Okay.
And then the girl on the one-on-one had the exact same story.
Twins.
So, twin and M's.
Trauma bonded.
Except it wasn't her dad. She said someone close in her family, and she didn't name
What if it's, like, her fifth cousin?
That's what I was thinking.
And
I was literally
just
thinking,
trying
her cousin.
Relate.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just, like, someone she met. She's like, yeah.
Like, her
someone
her mailman.
I'm close with, like, you don't understand. Like, it's been really hard for me. Anyways, I actually haven't watched the most recent episodes.
I know you haven't.
I'm honestly kind of lying when I say that sparks are flying. I honestly
Do you have a favorite girl for him?
Yeah, it's the Italian girl.
Okay.
What's her name?
Juliana.
I was going to say Julia. Yeah, Juliana. I like her.
That's the one he went on the one-on-one.
Yeah, yeah. I do think she has a little too much Botox. However. Yeah,
she's a little fake in some places.
But I feel like Grant likes that.
Oh, absolutely.
That's kind of his thing. Yeah. My least favorite, actually, I have two.
Okay.
I have Zoe. Yes. And Carolina, or whatever her name is. That cry baby ass, like, oh my God, I can't with Carolina. Like, every time someone would say a word to her, she was crying.
She cries every
second. Way to play the victim. Like, the episode before this one, when Juliana was saying something to her about how she didn't like how Carolina wasn't really, like, into Grant and was, like, saying comments about how she didn't really like her. And then all Carolina's just bawling.
I also don't think Juliana needed to pull her business.
But to be fair, the producers definitely egged them on.
Absolutely.
They're definitely they like, definitely oh, need you should drama go talk to show. Her. You should go this. Yeah. That's why I'm saying the season's boring, because the drama isn't drama.
It's fake. It's staged.
It's, yeah. And I just don't like many of the girls.
Like, this past episode, there was, like, a little bit of a thing between Carolina and Dina. But, like, you know, so the who's episode Dina? Before, the blonde girl, the lawyer, who looks oh, fake as well. She looks with older the than everyone. Hair. Quite possibly. Poor girl. I feel so bad.
Her hair is very thin.
I feel so bad talking about.
Do a middle part then. Put it in a little volumizer. Like, do something. Don't keep it straight.
I actually like her personality.
Oh, yeah. She's cute. She's like, she gives chill. Me, like, Legally Blonde vibes.
Yeah, absolutely. But so she stuck up for Carolina in the episode before.
Yes, she did.
And then
did.
Carolina kept doing her same shit. Pardon my French.
Yep.
And so Dina was like, enough of this.
Period. Like,
so Dina, and then they rehashed it at the end a little bit. Your phone is blowing the fuck
I'm
up.
So sorry that I'm so popular. Like, who is texting me right now? Oh, it's probably like my friend sending me like a get ready with me. One thing about me is like, we pretend that we're YouTubers.
I love that.
That's sorry about that. Anyways, back to the convo.
Yeah, so Carolina ended up going back to Dina and was like, oh, I'm sorry if you took it the wrong way. Thank you for sticking up for me, like, the day before, whatever, whatever. And I was just like, ugh, boring.
Like, get over it. Like, stop crying. Grow up.
Yeah.
Grow up.
I do have a favorite, actually. And my favorite, I don't even know if it's my favorite for Grant, just my favorite person on the show, is Alex.
Yeah, she's so funny.
Which is your name.
And she's
funny.
Canadian.
She's Canadian. Hello. She's hilarious. She just keeps
that,
it
like,
real.
Alpaca in on the first
episode. Yeah, that was kind of funny.
A little weird.
But like, it's a little weird. Borderline weird. But she's actually hilarious.
Yeah, she's funny. She gives personality.
She has the best personality. She's so funny, so likable. And she's just cool. Everything she wears, I'm like,
yeah,
oh my God.
She's cool.
Eat it up.
Like, I feel like a lot of the other girls kind of look the same. Like, Carolina and Juliana kind of look similar to me. They're both just give like really skinny, Botoxed, and like.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of vibe. And I feel like Alex, she isn't very, like, cake face. Like, she's very, like, natural, cool girl.
Yeah. She's just, I just think she's the coolest.
I did like her, too. You know who I also liked? Which is, like, so stupid that they branded her like this. But that, like, plus size girl.
She's not even plus size.
She's
gorgeous.
Literally a size medium. She's literally a medium.
She's just tall.
She's like, I am the first plus size girl on The Bachelor. What?
That's ridiculous.
If you're plus size, then so is literally 95% of the world.
Then so am I.
Like, literally, like, what are you talking about? Anyways, I really liked her. She was funny.
Yeah,
she
was
hilarious. She was cute. She wore that, like, shirt that the other girl, like, printed of her face.
Yeah, she put it on.
That's hilarious. That's so funny.
That other girl was Zoe.
I actually hate Zoe. I need to calm down.
Yeah. It's her voice, too.
You know, a lot of them just kind of talk
Serafina is the same.
Girl, silence that. Now you're popular.
Girl. I'm sorry. Serafina is the same.
You mean Awkwafina? I can't stand her name. Either. She looks so much like Charity, the old Bachelorette.
Yes.
Like, they're like the same person to me, and I don't like either of them.
She was like, so Grant and I are jumping off a bridge, and I'm scared, but I'm holding on to him.
And he's also, like, so scared, and we're just scared together. And I'm just so glad that we're here doing this together and, like, having this experience and, like, jumping off this bridge. Okay.
Literally.
Good context, babe.
Yeah.
Thanks. You know what I got from that? You're jumping off a bridge. What I don't like about The Bachelor is they take everyone on these, like, really unrealistic dates. And so when they, like, eventually get engaged and, like, all the things, they're not going on these, like, insane dates. They're just going to have, like, a regular life.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, are they not going to be bored?
Yeah.
No, Grant, the one thing I will give him is he's hot.
He's very hot.
He's the hottest Bachelor maybe ever.
Totally agree.
Okay, let's transition into something more
yeah,
sports.
So speaking of Grant and basketball, let's talk about the celeb
basketball game.
Yes. Woo! We're honestly, to be quite honest, I didn't watch it. I don't think you did.
I didn't watch it either.
We're just going to talk about the celebs that were on it.
Well, this is the whole point of our podcast.
Yeah, literally. Okay.
Well, I want to start with my favorite celeb who was playing the game.
Okay, go.
Because I think that he's the funniest human alive, Noah Kahan.
Love him.
He is so funny. He is so unathletic. Like, it is the funny. He is built so odd. I love Noah Kahan, and he's so self-aware. He posts on Instagram, like, about the event or whatever, and his, like, last thing was, like, something about Noah Kahan getting buckets. That is so funny to me.
He's hilarious.
He's so funny.
He was on a team. He was on Team Bonds that was coached by Barry Bonds and 2 Chainz. Holy random.
Odd.
And then we have on their team was, just to name a couple people, was, like, Kai Cenat.
Funny. He got 2 points the whole thing, by the way.
That's hilarious.
Which is insane. Let me see some of these names.
Any of the names on the list, I'm like kind of not recognizing. Right.
I have not a clue who anyone else is on the list.
Logie, like, sorry, people.
What? Okay, what makes them a celebrity?
There was like a few like gold medalists in there, a few.
And that's fine. But these random names, yeah. That's not a celebrity to me. A celebrity to me is someone I know.
Like someone like J. Cole going, Drake going. Yeah,
well, that's what it used to be like.
Yeah.
It used Kevin to be Hart. Like Justin Bieber used to do them.
Yeah.
He was
at a different one, which we'll talk about in a couple minutes.
I know you guys are waiting for me to talk about Justin Bieber.
Yeah. So then the next team was Team Rice, and it was coached by Jerry Rice and Cabby Lame.
I didn't even know that Cabby Lame, whatever his name is, I didn't even know he spoke English.
That's hilarious.
How is that man coaching a team?
Who knows? Maybe he was just there for the vibes.
For, like, just what? Facial expressions?
Who knows? Literally. Drewski was on the team.
Funny. He's funny.
And Shaboozy was on the team.
Random.
Yeah, Shaboozy was on the team. That's all we got for you.
That's literally it. That's honestly kind of boring. And honestly, maybe we're ignorant and, like, old because, like, I don't know any of these celebrities anymore. Like, does that make us old?
Maybe.
Like, are these people, like, people that, like, young kids know?
I also don't know. I think the celebrities really transitioned to hockey, which I'm so happy about because I feel like the hockey rosters were stacked.
Yeah. I want to move on to hockey because this is what I care about more.
The celebrity hockey was, like, hilarious. Stacked. Okay, so let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Team Black, the coaches.
This is insane.
Here we go. Will Ferrell and Snoop Dogg.
That's insane.
Just to give some context, Snoop Dogg has gone on record many times saying he loves hockey.
Hilarious.
And that he thinks Connor McDavid is, like, the best athlete in the world. And Will Ferrell is
commonly known, too, for liking hockey.
He was literally at one of LA Kings playoff games.
Damn.
In, like, just the regular stands with full LA Kings face paint. Will Ferrell. I love him so much.
Yeah, well, he dressed up as Buddy the Elf, too, for one of the games and had, like, a cigarette.
He's so funny.
That's hilarious to me.
So, people on the team... Josh Richards, Mike King, Steve Carell.
Awesome.
Okay, in
he
the office.
He was giving skinny.
In the office, he literally has this whole thing about Michael Scott playing hockey. I know Steve Carell in real life loves hockey. Thing. It was so funny. And then last but certainly not least, Alex's, the love of her life. Sorry to her boyfriend again. Justin Bieber. Take it away, Alex.
Like, I honestly, the emotions I feel toward Justin Bieber is probably, like, unhealthy.
Do you think he's real, though? Like,
what do you mean?
Because you said, like, the celebrities, like, Theo James.
No,
Henry.
He's real.
Okay. You said Michael B. Jordan's not real, though.
My relationship with Justin Bieber compared to Michael B. Jordan is different. Justin Bieber is who introduced me to the world of celebrities and drama and gossip. And his relationship with Selena Gomez changed my life. And might I add, he looked so damn good at the hockey game. He looked so good.
Well, they interviewed him a bunch.
Oh, I know.
I know you've
seen all the clips.
He wants to get his kid on skates, and he still loves the Leafs. He says, go Leafs, go. Period. Which I know he still loves them, but
loves our guys, Marner.
And Matthews.
And Matthews.
Obviously, he loves Matthews.
Well, they're besties.
Which, whatever. I will say something about Austin Matthews' character is just, like, really striking to me. I know this sounds weird, but, like, genuinely.
Yeah, you have said this before.
He's just, like, stoic.
You think he's, like, undercover, though.
I think he's undercover. There's something there. Like, and then he's, like, sassy. With, like, his interviews. I'm like, I need to know.
That's valid. Mitch Marner's having a baby. Congrats to him.
Congrats to Mitch.
Yeah.
To Michelli Marner.
Justin Bieber also recently had a baby. No congrats to them because that should have been me.
That should be me. Guys, fun fact. I share the same birthday as Hailey Bieber. Congrats to her.
Oh, nice.
Alex is jelly.
I think I actually share the same birthday as Cobby Lame. I actually think I do. I'm not even joking.
Okay.
Which is coming up. Everyone wish me a happy birthday. I'll wait.
Silence.
Thank you, everyone.
Pure silence. No, I'm kidding. Happy birthday to you.
It's not yet. Don't
I can't sing
yet.
As well as Alex. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, sorry.
But, oh. Also, Snoop Dogg. So, Justin Bieber fought someone on one of the other teams. And Snoop Dogg's commentary. By the way, Planet Earth, Snoop Dogg.
He's hilarious. He's hilarious. Yeah, he's so funny.
So, I knew him commentating that fight. They mic'd him up. Was going to be hilarious. He was like, get him. Get him, Biebs. It was so funny. Anyways, let's go on to the red team here.
Okay.
They're coached by Vince Vaughn and Kobe Smulders. Some notable people on their team, as I'm looking down the lineup, is Kevin Bieksa. Shout out to Kevin. Sportsnet. Crazy. Love yep. him. Next, Dion Phaneuf. Holy pylon. If you guys don't know, former Leafs captain. Insane. Oh my god, I'm looking at the names. Nothing's sticking out to me. Let's move on.
No, the black team was the most stacked team.
Absolutely. Let's move on to Team Blue. Coached by, here we go.
This is insane.
Danny DeVito and Al Michaels.
I can't name a better duo to coach hockey.
Danny DeVito is an icon, he's a legend, and he is the moment.
See, he's also not real to me.
He's not. He's the Lorax.
Yeah, he is.
I love the Lorax so much.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Okay, some people on the team are Mark Messier. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And then who else? I'm looking down the list. PK Subban.
Whoa.
Going sure. to the white team now. The coaches are Hannah Stocking and Andrew Whitworth.
Mm-mm. No.
Hannah Stocking. How?
Immediately?
She was engaged to Clay Thompson or something, and then he cheated on her. Yeah. A notable person on their team is Ross Lynch.
See, that's good.
Notorious for playing hockey, as
when the crowd wants more, I bring on the thunder. Because you got my back and I'm not going under. Period.
Yeah. Fun.
I'm happy for him, too.
I honestly did not watch it. Any of the games. I was... Because also, I don't even know if there are broadcasts here. I was so busy.
I have not a clue.
The Leafs were on a back-to-back-to-back games. They had three games basically in a row.
Yeah.
Like, it was insane.
Give them a break.
So, I know. So, I just didn't watch this. I was watching JB's buddies, which are Mitch and Austin.
The only clips I did see, I can't lie, were the ones of Justin Bieber.
Literally. The ones of his interviews, the ones of him fighting.
Playing,
everything.
Just straight up looking good.
I'm glad you think he looks good. A lot of people are like with his like.
See, you know what they are
recently.
They're not haters. Loyal. One thing about me, I am loyal.
I'm loyal too.
I will ride with that man. The only time I can't is when he had the dreads.
That was a little much.
Those blonde dreads were just.
One thing I'm loyal to is my girl Ariana Grande, and people always want to come after her look. But that's another. Alex, let's move on, okay? Let's move on. Speaking of hockey, let's talk about Matthew Tkachuk, who was on Jimmy Fallon. I don't know why I said that so enthused, because I'm not. He did not.
Holy, so enthused.
He did not say one word about Canada beating them.
Yeah, of course not.
Because he's American.
Duh.
But also, he's a jerk, and I can't stand him.
Yeah, you tell him.
Oh, I know I've talked about Brad Marchand on the show, but I want to say, as much as I dislike Brad Marchand, it's like a fun dislike.
Yeah, yeah.
I strongly dislike Matthew Tkachuk.
But you know what? You're not alone.
I want to be drafted into the NHL for 2 minutes.
Yeah, just to fight him.
To be on the Leafs as well.
Obviously.
Well, while they play the Panthers, just to freaking elbow him in the face.
You'll get him. He's so ugly.
Brady's even uglier.
Yeah, I know. They both look like...
Anyways, his whole thing was that he won the Stanley Cup and that they're going to come back. USA is going to come back for the Olympics even stronger. And he was so proud to represent the U.S. jersey. It was like the best thing ever. And then real quick, just to keep talking about sports here and keep on the hockey theme for some reason. We're on a hockey roll.
Well, hockey's the only thing that's really going on right now because basketball's giving nothing.
Leafs versus Boston was the weirdest game I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, I didn't watch
it. Okay, so... They were back at TD Garden, which is where the Four Nations face off, the final, and a couple of other games were there.
So dramatic.
But the boards, like the puck going off the boards was like all over the place.
Mm.
Like, you know how like it goes off the boards and she like come back? Like it was going complete opposite directions.
Oh.
Weirdest thing I've ever seen. The calls were like insane by the refs.
Mm.
Like the power plays shouldn't have been power plays, shouldn't have been penalties, all this stuff. Then the Leafs just played terrible. Like, I think it's the worst game I've ever seen them play. Like, especially this season.
Not in front of Boston.
But Boston were winning 3-0. Yikes. And then we go to the third, and we just, like, score 3 goals, basically. By the way, Mitch Marner's goal was, like, just, like, completely all him. It was, like, the sickest goal I've ever seen. One of them.
Mitch Marner is up and coming.
He's on a confidence run. He's on a confidence streak. Duh. And I love that for him. Anyways, it's tied 3-3. Then Boston scores a fourth. And the last minute, the Leafs scored the fourth goal to tie
it. That is so drama.
Then it went to OT.
Okay.
Where, I mean, Boston once again was kind of playing better. Anthony Stolarz stood on his head. Shout out to him. Mm. Gets the puck. Auston Matthews has it. Just touches it to Mitch Marner, who's on a breakaway.
Yep.
And he beats Jeremy Swayman clean.
Period.
Another OT winner by Mitch.
Yeah.
It was just so dramatic. And, like, we should have won that game. You did. And I'm saying that. Like, I want to kill Boston every time we play them.
It's
like,
the thing.
We had no business winning that game. That's all I'm going to say. It was the worst game I've ever seen them play. One of them.
I just think that everyone's a little frazzled from the Four Nations face-off.
They also had 2 back-to-back games after the Four Nations
face-off. Yeah, I guess what I'm saying. Give them a break.
And then they had 1 day rest, and now they're in Boston. Like, they have a really bad schedule, apparently, for March, is what I've been
doing. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I hate to say it, but either way, they're not going far anyway, so it doesn't matter. Sorry.
How dareth you say that?
I'm sorry. Like, honestly, I really would love if the Leafs did something. I would love that. That'd be great. Very patriotic. Yeah.
Okay.
Right? When you, like your country?
I guess.
Sure. I don't know. That's how I would feel. Very proud to be Canadian. Nice. If the Leafs. It's like when the Raptors won, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, when the Raptors won, I didn't care too much about basketball. And then when they won, it, like, completely changed my, like, opinion on it.
Yeah, to be fair, like, I wasn't following, I never, like, followed the Raptors too much, but that season, I, like, was watching every game.
Yeah, same, it was the season. Well, because our team was just
loved
ridiculous.
Loved Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they won, and I was at the parade.
The Raptors could low-key do things again if they get Cooper Flagg and stuff, too. Damn.
Fun fact, I was, like, literally, like, 2 feet away from Drake. He was, like, pouring champagne all over us.
Drake is another man that...
That's another story. That's another one. He's zesty.
Yeah, but in a good way.
Yeah.
To me. I love Drake.
Child. Anyway, so...
his pal, Nicki Minaj. We're going to need to wrap that up.
Yes. So that is it for this episode of Over the PA. I'm Prima.
And I'm Alex.
And we'll see you next week for another...
Sorry, I'm so mad at Prima right now. Like, I can't even do this outro.
Why? And we'll see you next week for another episode where Alex and I just debate, I guess.
Debate?
I don't know. We're debating about this, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's valid. Okay, until next time, keep the conversation going, stay loud, and stay in the game.
This has been your latest PA announcement. Later, skater.
See you later, alligator. That was going to be Prima's line, and I stole it.
She took
You're
my line.
You're supposed to say, in a while, crocodile.
Oh, sorry.
You'll try again. See you later, alligator.
In a while, crocodile.
See, how nice was that?
Beautiful.
Okay, bye.
Ciao.